Welcome to 2024 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
On January 6th, if Donald Trump wins, I think we can absolutely expect that there will be members of Congress who will object to electoral votes he's won, perhaps in many, many states, on the basis that he's not a qualified candidate.
David Becker with the Center for Election Innovation and Research says the Supreme Court has ruled unanimously that no single state can disqualify former President Trump for his role in the January 6th insurrection. But Becker says the ruling is not an exoneration on the substance, and people in Congress could still challenge Trump's right to take office under the 14th Amendment. Trump posted a rambling speech on Truth Social that thanked the court, but then veered into tangled comments on a separate legal issue now also before the SCOTUS, his claim that a president has unlimited immunity from criminal prosecution.
Nobody that is serving in that office will have the courage to make, in many cases, what would be the right decision, or it could be the wrong decision. It could be, in some cases, the wrong decision, but they have to make decisions, and they have to make them free of all terror that can be rained upon them when they leave office or even before they leave office.
Meanwhile, the former chief financial officer of Trump's real estate company pleaded guilty to two counts of perjury Monday. Today is Super Tuesday. Primaries or caucuses in 16 states. Sylvia Albert with Common Cause says voters need to be aware because state election laws are constantly changing.
Some of them have passed great new laws that expand access to the ballot, like Minnesota and Massachusetts, Colorado. But then you also have states that have passed laws that limit access to the ballot, like North Carolina, that eliminated the 3-day grace period.
Mail-in ballots in North Carolina will no longer count if received within 3 days after the election. Jack Teixeira has accepted 16 years in prison under a plea deal. The Air National Guardsman used top-secret clearance to access classified intelligence so he could impress people in an online chat group. Jason Casey is an assistant United States attorney in Massachusetts.
To put it in context, this airman was the IT guy. He had no business being in areas where super sensitive kinds of intelligence were being disseminated.
A Colorado court has sentenced a paramedic to 5 years for giving Elijah McClain a fatal dose of ketamine. The black pedestrian died after a 2019 confrontation with police. Shanine McClain, Elijah's mother, says it's been hard to wait so long and not see systemic change.
Unfortunately, this is it, right? I don't see no hope. I don't see no change. A little bit of law here, a little bit of law there. Nothing stops their hatred. Nothing stops their racism. And nothing stops their evil protocols.
I'm Farah Siddiqui for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.